This podcast is a service of South Canyon Baptist Church in Rapid City, South Dakota. For more information about our church, visit southcanyonbaptist.org.
Hi, South Canyon. This is Pastor Joel here with Pastor Josh and Pastor Brent, and we were just going to spend a few minutes talking about and just giving a little bit of an update on the search team that has been formed for the pastor of family and children here at South Canyon, as Pastor Josh is going to be going with the Redeeming Grace plant in the new year. So Brent, do you want to kind of share an initial sort of update?
Where I can do that. Yeah, we began, I don't know, a couple of months ago, I guess now, posting this position at places where we felt like we would most likely find people that have the same kind of approach to ministry and theology that we do, ecclesiology and so forth. We posted at the Gospel Coalition. We've posted at Bethlehem Seminary, I believe, college and seminary. And we posted at Midwestern. There may be more, but those are the three that I think of first. And through those postings, we have over the last few months received about 12 people who've inquired, who've sent resumes, who've expressed interest in the position. And so the process really sort of begins with myself just fielding and receiving those resumes and the things that people send to help me know who they are as they consider and as they want us to consider them for a position. And so what I've been doing for the last months is listening to sermons and looking at resumes and doing anything I can to get to know the people from afar that have applied for this position, most of them from afar. And so through that, have narrowed it down to, at this point, I think there are two, maybe three people at the most that I feel like really are the best fits for this possible position. So that's how it begins. It begins with me sort of being the front end filter, I guess you'd say. And then the search team, we've met a couple of times, and it's a team that will help me and the church on the front end discern whether or not we believe that the person or persons that we are considering would be a good fit for our church, whether they would be a fit for us, we would be a fit for them. So that's where we are now. Our first meeting was primarily a time of just me sharing with them a little bit about how the process works and has worked now in terms of a couple of searches that have happened since I've been lead pastor here. And then prayer. We've spent a good bit of time in prayer and as a team. And so we are right now in the process of planning a trip that I'm going to be taking to meet with someone who is a candidate for this position. And that face, you know, you can do a lot on the phone and you can do a lot in on paper and listening to someone, but there's something about face-to-face and getting a sense for who someone is and just a sense of how, if there's chemistry, if there's camaraderie in terms of myself and the person that we would be considering. So that's coming soon. So I would invite people to be in prayer, particularly for that visit that's coming up here real soon.
Yeah, I'm excited for South Canyon. I think it's a great opportunity. This is a great church to serve in, and you've gotten some really great resumes that some people who will come in and really do a good job. So I think that's probably always a little bit of the fear, is that, you know, will there be someone who can step into that role and perform it well? You just don't know until you actually start to look and see who's out there and how God's leading. But I think there's been a lot of excitement about that, and so that's comforting to know that God is giving us some good leads to pursue, and you're having an opportunity to go and meet with someone who is very skilled and experienced and would really do a great job.
So again, to kind of follow up, the front end of the process is sort of me evaluating what I can and how the best I can, what we receive, and then narrowing that down, and then beginning a process of me going deeper, talking longer, meeting personally someone who I think is probably a good candidate or possibly a good candidate for the position. And then if after a visit, for example, this visit that I'm going to be making, if after the person, the person-to-person, face-to-face conversation with this person and spouse and family, if there's family and so forth, if I feel good coming back from that, then the search team would sort of begin at that point to join in the process of discerning and evaluating the person. And so what would probably happen next would be, and this is what happened with Joel and has happened before in the process, there would be a Skype interview where the search team here would have the opportunity face-to-face in that sense, in terms of a screen, have the opportunity to get a feel for who a person is and to hear that person's testimony, their call to ministry and how they came to the conclusion God led them to ministry and kind of what their strengths are and what their theology is and how it compares to ours. So they would join in that. I would have begun doing that in the initial reading that I would do and listening that I would do and then the face-to-face, but they would join in on that to help discern more fully and more give greater clarity to whether or not we sense God is leading. And then if that Skype interview was good and they were still interested, the candidate was and so forth, felt like we would be a good fit or might be a good fit, and we felt that that would possibly be the case also, then the next step would be to plan a time for them to come and to actually be here, to be able to observe the church, to be able to meet more people, to meet the search team and so forth, and for the search team to meet the candidate and family in person, and then for the church also to have the opportunity to hear the person share, maybe preach, or at the very least answer some questions, possibly both, usually both. One of the things we want for a person who is a pastor here is for them to be capable and gifted in the area of teaching. So that would be likely a part of a person's candidating here. And then the church would ultimately make that decision. The elders, I need to insert this, between the search team and the congregation's final decision would be sort of an elders' involvement. Typically when the person comes to candidate, they have an extended time with the elders and spouses, and there's the opportunity there, again, to know the person, for the person to get to know us by knowing more of us through the elders and their spouses. And so that's another part of the process before the vote that the church would take ultimately, or the vote that would be taken in terms of calling a person. So that's the way the process has worked and would likely work in this situation. Joel's gone through that recently. He may have some thoughts about how it went, or you know, how looking forward it might work.
We should have figured out what he was going to say before we recorded.
That's right. Maybe edit this.
Yeah, no, I
maybe
I mean,
he
I
hated
remember
the process.
Yeah, it was actually just a little over a year ago now, because we came out and candidated in October. But yeah, I remember definitely meeting with the search team, and of course there were for that team, for me, there were a lot of people who were involved with, I mean, there were deacons and elders, but there was also people involved in the worship ministry, worship team. And so getting to meet and spend a little time with them, that was really great. And answer some questions and share our testimony, myself and Kimmy, and then we also had a meeting, a dinner with all the elders and their wives, and that was actually just that was a great time and really made a big impression on us, just in kind of getting to know the church and the leadership team and just feeling good about, you know, about possibly coming here. All the elders and all their wives kind of shared their testimony, as well as I think Kimmy and I did, as again. But yeah, just getting to hear that, I mean, that would be a great thing for anyone in the church to sure. be able to sit through. And it was just a really great time, and great evening together. And then I think we hung out with the Brown family a lot, and they
still came.
Yep. Josh didn't scare us away. But so it was, and then there was I had led worship, of course, being, you know, the candidate for worship pastor with the team here, and then there was a Q&A on Sunday evening, and there were, you know, a couple tough questions sometimes, but that was a good experience as well. If whoever the person is, if their spouse is going to be up there during the Q&A as well, it's probably good to give them a heads up so that they're prepared and you know, expecting that. So it doesn't throw anybody or surprise them. But yeah, it was that was our experience, and yeah, we just had a strong impression of being drawn to the church, to the family, and to the leadership team, and that certainly made a big difference. So
yeah,
I think it should be, Lord willing, the same experience for someone else, and God will lead according to His plan. So
the search team consists of you lead the search team, and two elders, two deacons, and three women. And that's appointed by the elders. It's essentially a task force that the elders appoint, and so they decide who's going to be on that team, and they really sort of operate under the authority of the elders. In fact, it's the search team that brings the recommendation to the elders that the elders then bring to the congregation. So that's kind of how that works, is that we are careful and prayerful as elders to select who we think have been members of the church, who have expressed support for the church and have served faithfully in ministry, and we think would give very helpful perspective on the candidate, and also speak well on behalf of the church to the candidate, their spouse, their kids, and that would be, because they are the first impression of the church to the candidate, and they're also the first ones gauging that first impression of the candidate and their family to the church. So that's why we are very careful and prayerful in selecting that. And that's part of their role, is not to necessarily nitpick or to try to play favorites or anything like that, but to go help be a part of the process in discerning God's calling and fit. And you know, it is for pastors, ministry is a very intimate thing. And so that's part of why this process takes some time, is it's a little bit like getting married in some regard, because you know, you're going to give an account for these people's souls, and they have a responsibility to care well for you and your family. And so it's a tricky thing to move and know that I'm totally dependent on these people for my livelihood, for the spiritual well-being of my, will they care well for my kids? Will they have accurate expectations of my wife? You know, will they love us? Will they forgive us? Will they carry our burdens even as we carry their burdens? Can I really genuinely love these people? So it's not just as simple as like hiring a cashier at Target. It's a deeply intimate thing that requires a lot of discernment and prayer. So as you think about that, pray for the search team, pray for God's will to be clear, and pray for that candidate. They are uprooting their whole life and taking a risk on us in the hopes that we will love and care well for them. They're making the commitment to uproot their whole life to come love and care and serve us. And so I guess one other thing I would just add is that just as I step out of this position and I'm not very far away, for a candidate, that's a little weird sometimes to have someone who is well loved and appreciated still be around. And so it's going to be really incumbent, I think, on the congregation, that whoever comes in, that there's not an unfair comparison. That there's going to be someone that comes in and they're going to be far stronger in certain areas than I was. And there's probably going to be areas that maybe I was stronger in. And so to prepare your heart in such a way that you're not just expecting a second Josh, but that you're really appreciating what God has placed in that man for this position and his family, and to realize that that is what God intends for the future of South Canyon, and to appreciate what's there and not to unfairly compare based on superficial things. So I think that's a really important thing, that that the congregation could make it easy or difficult for a man to come in based on that. And I have to check my own heart too, because, you know, I've poured my heart into this ministry, and now I'm going to hand it off to somebody else, and he's going to do some different things with it, and I'm totally okay with that. But that is a unique dynamic when the previous guy is still kind of around, and people, we just need to be very sensitive and gracious and charitable in how we approach that. So I would just say that to anyone out there, to pray for that dynamic too. I think it'll go fine, but it is something to pray for, because that can create some challenges sometimes.
Very good. Hopefully this will help you guys as a church family to know how it works, know why it works, and we do things the way we do in this regard. This is a process that's kind of been done now for a little while in a few different situations, and we feel like it's a helpful, good way to approach it. And ultimately, it is a congregational decision, because we believe that's what we see in the New Testament when it comes to decisions of this nature and magnitude. And so we trust God to lead us and to lead His church through His people as His church. So we look forward to God's clarification of what He's doing here, and for His will being done in terms of who will be the next pastor of family and student ministry at South Canyon Baptist Church.
Yeah, that's right. And we want to get it right. I mean, so if it takes longer, but we get it right, that's really important. So be patient and keep praying, and feel free to ask your questions. And I'm excited. I'm excited for there to be more ministers in Rapid City, more shepherds for God's people. What a great opportunity this is. So thanks for listening. Let us know if you have questions, and we hope you have a great week.
This podcast has been a service of South Canyon Baptist Church. Thank you for joining us today. We hope that this production has been an encouragement to you. May God bless you.